An Orange County jury has acquitted two former Fullerton police officers in the beating death of an unarmed, mentally ill homeless man 2 years ago. After the verdict, about 80 protesters gathered at the Fullerton Transportation Center where the incident happened to light candles and carry signs saying things like "No more killer cops." The two former officers still face a civil lawsuit, but the criminal case is over. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
Jurors found Jesus Sinelli and Manuel Ramos not guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Kelly Thomas. Ramos was also acquitted of second-degree murder. Thomas, a 37-year-old transient, was confronted by the officers outside a Fullerton bus station in the summer of 2011 in connection with alleged car break-ins. After several minutes of questioning, the confrontation turned violent. The officers claimed Thomas was the aggressor, growing belligerent when they tried to take him into custody. Video surveillance footage of the incident became a key piece of evidence in the case. It showed officers striking Thomas repeatedly and shocking him with a taser. Thomas died several days later. The beating sparked a wave of anti-police brutality street protests, with Thomas's father, Ron Thomas, often at the center. At a news conference broadcast on a local radio station, Ron Thomas says the jury's decision means no one is safe from police abuse.
All of us need to be very afraid now. It's carte blanche for police officers everywhere. And beat us, kill us, whatever they want.
The former officer's attorney, John Barnett, says his clients were just doing their job that night.
Operating as they were trained, and they had no malice in their hearts. They were not out to get somebody that night.
The Orange County District Attorney's Office said it would not pursue a separate case against a third Fullerton cop implicated in the beating. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.